Somebody get me a cough drop.
You're in the 06010 Focus. It's the most popular fantasy podcast show. Focus. They bad it. Say they can. Very talented Mr. Oro. Never win the man's league. Yes, again. What are you doing with these guys? No wonder they won two podcast awards all around the world. Let's put it on.
A cough drop free edition of the Fantasy Focus here, Matthew, on Friday.
Yeah, listeners everywhere are applauding. They're very excited about it. Got a lot of questions in my chat. Got a lot of tweets about your cough drop. But I thought it was a nice change of pace.
Oh,
listen,
yeah?
Everyone was looking at the cough drop as, you know, half full. I was looking at it as half empty, the more positive version of that, because let's face it. Finally, there was a different reason you were annoying yesterday.
Absolutely. I mean, let me tell you something. And apparently, somebody emailed in and said that it was so bad it caused them to stop listening to the show and go over and listen around the horn. So if you think about it, Matthew, I was generating more downloads for ESPN. I am, after all, a company man.
No question about it.
But listen, sincerely, apologies to anybody that was bothered. We didn't. None of us realized it at the time, obviously.
Oh, I did. I just didn't want to say anything.
Oh,
I
was. You should have said something.
I was. To be honest, too frankly, that I was dumbfounded by your Carlos Zambrano with the Odyssey.
Listen, man. You know,
idiocy.
I've been out of it correctly.
Idiocracy.
listen, I was out sick for a week. I'm trying to.
You're trying to play through.
I'm trying to play
in
through.
In all fairness,
you're trying to. So.
Right. So Pod Beta would be out sick with your disease, you know.
So no cough drops today. There may be some coughs.
Yeah, there will be.
Okay. I guess they can live with that.
Yeah. Who cares?
Big news this morning, Matthew. ESPN Dallas reporting that the Rangers purchased the contract of top prospect Justin Smoak.
Sent
your boy Chris Davis back into the minors.
First, two things here. First off, he's Jason Gray's boy, Chris Davis.
He was your boy, too.
I liked him this year. I was definitely on board. I had him as a preseason sleeper. I was definitely on board.
Yeah.
But he was Jason Gray's boy. I want to make that very clear.
Yeah.
I have my own misses to own up to.
Okay.
Chris Davis is on Jason Gray.
All right.
But I copped to that. I definitely liked him in the preseason. I was surprised. I thought he had solved the strikeout problems to the extent that it would keep him in the lineup enough that he could hit for power.
Right.
The problem is that, you know, he wasn't hit for power. Here's the thing about Chris Davis. A career 300 hitter in the minors. I mean, that's the thing that's shocking to him.
But we know that doesn't translate.
It doesn't always
translate.
It doesn't always translate. But his power is so prodigious that you figure that, you know, if he was a 300 hit in the minors, that could he not hit 250 in the majors?
Well, I think over the long haul, he probably could. But the problem is he's going to be prone to you know, a month's worth of 200s at times. And when you got a Justin Smoak behind you, you know, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
And typically the guys that are kind of like the power hitters that with huge strikeout totals, those are the guys that don't translate. And I'm looking up most notable example. You know who was a 296 career hitter in the minors?
I'm going to guess Carlos Pena. That's my most obvious.
No, I think he was actually better than that. But I'm going even, because Carlos Pena's made it, right? He's
right.
Made it in the major leagues.
Right.
Dallas McPherson, 296 career hitter in the minors. In 2004, he hit like 320 at AA and AAA.
But the thing on McPherson, too many strikeouts. Yeah, the thing on McPherson is that he's like your classic 4A player.
McPherson was an elite prospect.
Right, yes, he was.
And he's
had some real injury issues too.
No, he's had some real issues not being able to put the bat on the ball. and it was a problem in the minors.
But he's had injury issues too.
I don't believe that's true, actually.
He absolutely has. He's like missed a year with a back injury or something like that.
That's not why he's not in the majors.
It definitely hasn't helped him. It clearly could have stunted his growth.
My point being, when you're looking at minor league hitters, be wary of the guys that hit for average with huge strikeout totals. Especially the power guys, because I don't know. It just seemed, that's by the way. I just made a total like confirmation bias anecdotal example there. But,
right.
You know. All right. So anyway, so
whatever.
Smoke's up, Matthew.
Back to smoking.
This year was hitting.
I will say this. I don't think Chris Davis stays in AAA the rest of the year.
Okay.
I believe Chris Davis either, you know, gets it straightened out, gets another shot, comes back up, and does one of two, you know, either gets traded.
Okay.
You know, either gets traded or, you know, if Vlad gets hurt, which is certainly a possibility, they bring him up to DH.
Right.
You know, so I do not think we've seen the last of Chris Davis.
Fair enough.
I definitely don't. I would drop him in a 10-team mixed league, a non-keeper 10-team mixed league.
Right. All right.
I'm on record with
it. So Smoke now was hitting 300, two homers, 50 at-bats. Here's a nice stat. 16 walks against only 8 strikeouts.
That is a nice
in
stat.
In those 50 at-bats. All right, so Matthew, you're in a 10-team mixed league. I think he's a pickup, right?
No question.
So let's talk about some first baseman. Let's play a name game here.
Okay.
The name game.
Oh!
Ian Kinsler.
Albert Pujols.
Oh, Lackey.
So no.
I never once liked Craig Hansen.
The Untired.
Or
the Power of the Podcast. Or,
I think admitting your love for Keith Lipscomb, very man.
Eric Chavez. He's a man's man.
Hello.
No one's talked to Solomon Torres.
Never once? You've never once liked him?
Who are we talking about there? I wasn't even listening. Who did I never once like?
Craig Hansen.
No,
Not even for a moment. Not even for a nanosecond.
Nope.
Like if he helped you, if he opened your car door for you at a restaurant.
He didn't.
Help you.
He didn't. Matter of fact, when given the opportunity to one time, he passed.
All right.
So name game here, Matthew. Justin Smoke, 10-team standard ESPN league. Justin Smoke or Jorge Cantu?
Cantu.
See, I'm going to go with Smoke. I really like this guy.
I like Smoke a lot too, but I think Cantu is very underrated.
I started high. Michael Kadire.
Boy, I'm not a big Kadire guy, but I Smoke.
I agree. Paul Konerko.
I like Konerko more than you do.
I'm a Konerko fan.
I'm gonna go, you're saying from now to the rest of the season?
Yeah, Konerko or Smoke.
Still Konerko. For me.
I think Smoke, because I think he's going to out-hit him in the batting average category.
That's the only way is the batting average. I will tell you this, though.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going much lower, but Smoke versus Ike Davis, I think it's Smoke. I don't think it's close.
I wouldn't even bring it up. I think it's so remotely not even close. So, our email box actually blew up this morning with Smoke questions. So Tyson in Burlington, Vermont wants to add to the name game. Garrett Jones?
Smoke.
I think so, too. Todd Helton?
Smoke.
I like Helton. I'm going to go with Helton there, but I think really close. I think Helton's going to hit like 320 again. Smoke's going to have some more power.
If he does, I'd rather have the power, especially from first base. I'd rather have the power. If Smoke's going to hit for average.
Yeah.
My feeling is Smoke hits 275, 280. What do you think Smoke hits?
275, 280.
Okay.
I think that's about right.
See, and I believe actually Konerko hits 265, 270. That's why I want Konerko.
Yeah.
He hit 270 last year.
So you're saying you think Smoke hits 10 to 15 points better than him, something like that, right?
Yeah, I think he hits, about 10 points higher, and I think Konerko's a much better, I think he's much safer, and I think he'll hit more home runs.
Okay.
Maybe not a lot more home runs, but I think he'll hit more home runs.
All right, so if that's your take, and I don't disagree with you, because here's the thing, Justin Smoke, you know, so far, it's not been a huge thumper in the minors. He's got 17 homers in 599 career plate appearances in the minors. So, you know, over basically one full season, spread out over a couple years and a couple leagues, he's been like not even a 20 homer guy.
Right.
Which is why I put Helton above him.
Right.
Because I don't think he's going to out homer Helton by more than, you know, maybe four.
Right.
From this point on.
Fair enough.
So, you know, so he's right in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay. Sticking with the Rangers, Matthew.
Yeah.
So Nelson Cruz had that hamstring issue.
Yes, he did.
And Pod Vader wanted us to specifically point out that it cramped up the day before.
Right, of course.
So the Rangers, of course, do the nice thing. They protect him yesterday. They put him in the DH spot.
Mm-hmm.
And just to show you how bad Victor Martinez is, Nelson Cruz goes out and steals two bases.
He really is brutal.
When he's in the DH spot to protect his hamstring. So, you know, all right, so Nelson Cruz, obviously, if he's healthy enough to steal two bases, you probably don't have to be too concerned about him. Now,
although he may have just walked, to be honest, he may have just walked to second and third.
But, you know, Veritek's actually played reasonably well so far this year. Obviously, Ortiz has been terrible. Are we going to get to the point where the Red Sox can't play Victor Martinez at catcher?
They're going to have to do something. They're going to have
to
do something.
Like, I mean, some I don't want to overreact
some,
to...
Some of that's on the pitcher.
Absolutely, and of course in the Wakefield case the other day, a ton of it's on the pitcher.
Right.
And this was, you know, Buchholz is still pretty inexperienced, so who knows, but opposing runners are 25 of 26 against against Victor Martinez so far this year.
Here's my question.
25 of 26.
Who's the guy that got caught?
It was Robinson Cano. And the only reason I know that is credit to the BS report, because Simmons and Jacko were talking about that.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Jacko said that he was hoping that Cano would be the only guy that would get caught all season long, so he could tell his grandkids about that he saw the only guy that Victor Martinez was able to throw out.
Right.
25 of 26. I mean, you know.
It's bad. It's real bad.
In 12 games.
Yeah.
He's giving up. I mean, you know, might have to do something.
Start your runners against the Red Sox in the meantime. But, yeah, I'm with you. You know, it's certainly interesting.
I mean, listen, with all the injury problems they have right now in the outfield, you know, maybe Euclid ends up going to the outfield and V-Mart plays first base. You know what I mean?
Right.
And Varitek's catch and they trade for another catch or whatever it is.
Keep your eye on the
Red Sox.
It's definitely an interesting situation. And the other thing that's weird about it is just because, you know, the Red Sox this year, their whole thing was, we're going defense.
Right.
We're going defense. And then obviously, you know, Victor Martinez is fantastic as an offensive player, but
although the interesting thing is he's a better offensive player when he's not catching, historically, significantly better.
No, I don't believe that's true. Last year it
was. Matthew, it's significantly true. I wouldn't have brought it up otherwise.
No, I actually looked at that prior to the season.
Okay.
Listen, it's off the top of my head, so I might be wrong, but I believe I looked at that because I noticed that last year he batted significantly better, when he was with Cleveland as a first baseman than he did as a catcher and, you know, went over. And I thought, well, I wonder, he's going to play more catcher this year. So I actually looked at that and his career numbers as a catcher versus a first base. And I don't think that's true.
No, it is true. I just looked it up again. So now, granted, he's got a much smaller sample as a first baseman and it's not enormous difference. It's like a 50 point difference in OPS over the last 3 years.
All right. So it's not huge,
It's not huge. It was huge last year.
Right.
Last
it definitely
years,
was huge. That was my point. It was definitely huge last year when he went to Boston. But it wasn't huge for his career.
Meanwhile, obviously going to first doesn't hurt Victor Martinez any in the short term. In the long term, it might. But he's already played.
And what was
his
batting average, by the way? His batting, I mean, I know, you know.
It was like 300 to 295, something
like
that.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's just batting.
I know, it's just batting average, but.
Meanwhile, let's give a little credit to Clay Buchholz, actually.
10 strikeouts.
10 strikeouts yesterday. In back-to-back days, Matthew, just, you know, young pitchers on, you know, the two marquee teams in the league. As, by the way, like every other fan is pissed at me for making that statement, but I'm sorry it happens to be true. Would you rather have Clay Buchholz or Phil Hughes?
Phil Hughes.
Wow. I'm surprised by that.
I am too, to be honest. No, because honestly, at the beginning of the year, I absolutely would have said Clay Buchholz.
Okay.
But I have real concerns about the Red Sox offense, to be honest. The Red Sox as a team. I think this is a bad year for the Red Sox.
You could be right. You could be right. And of course he does go out and strike out 10 guys in 6 2/3 and still takes the loss. So, you could be right. I would take Buchholz there. I don't feel all that strongly about
it. I think it's fairly close.
Moving
on. I got a question for you.
Sure.
I'll give you Clay. You take Clay Buchholz over Phil Hughes. What about Clay Buchholz versus the guy he lost to, CJ Wilson?
Buchholz.
Who's been ridiculous this year.
He has been, and he could be the next in this new, you know, Mike Maddox, Nolan Ryan, Rangers,
right.
You know, their throwing regimen, all that stuff. He could be the next in that line, but
I'm with you on Buchholz because of the strikeouts, but I got to tell you something. I think it's closer than people realize. I'm a CJ Wilson believer.
You think he could be this year, Scott Feldman?
I do.
Okay.
I absolutely do.
All right. Matthew, Carlos Guillen, an enormous surprise, the upset of the year, strains his hamstring, put on the 15-day DL.
That's right.
The Tigers call up a guy that, I'm going to be honest, I'd never heard of before. Brennan Bosch, who is having a huge season in the minors, and it looks like he's going to get at least a platoon opportunity here. You know, obviously they've got Ryan Rayburn, they've got some other guys they can play. Probably only matters in AL-only leagues.
Right, but he's definitely worth a bit in that.
And I have no idea if I'm even pronouncing that name correctly.
They're probably not, but... But please note that I'm not even trying.
There you go. Back to the Red Sox, Matthew. Daisuke is going to return, go back to the rotation. And Tim Wakefield will be giving up base dealers from the bullpen.
Indeed he will.
So they probably won't be bringing him on in situation with, like, runner on first, nobody on.
Right.
He's probably going to have to start his own innings.
Yes. That's true.
Poor Tim Wakefield.
Poor Tim Wakefield.
Had a great career.
Had one good start, two bad ones.
Yeah.
Didn't really, you know, I watched a lot of the game against Cleveland, his second start, and boy, the defense did not help him out at all. Like, there, you know, foul balls that could have been caught that, you know, could have gotten him out of innings and stuff like that.
So, Matthew, Dice K, by the way, available in 35% of leagues. I know you're not a fan, and particularly with what you just said about Buchholz, I'm guessing you don't think he's a pickup.
I think he's a spot starter.
Okay.
I think he's a spot starter. But I will say this. He's been throwing well in AAA and rehab start so far. And, I think he's a spot starter. Certainly a guy to keep an eye on.
More bad news for the Red Sox. Jacoby Ellsbury, he wasn't getting better, so they go back and send him for a CT scan. And now he's got hairline fractures in those ribs. I mean, I'm sure he did.
Right.
I'm sure Adrian Beltre, you know, if they look really closely, they can see an imprint of Adrian Beltre on his ribs.
Right.
But, so he's going to be out a little bit longer. No timetable on his return.
Crushing for your NFBC team.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, we're still cruising along, but
right.
we could really use our second round pick at some point to steal some bases, especially since Dexter Fowler's not stealing any bases.
Yeah.
Former Red Sox, it's now become a Red Sox theme show. Former Red Sox Manny Ramirez leaves yesterday with a strained calf. I mean, whatever. Jimmy Rollins.
Jimmy Rollins.
By the way, we should have like some sort of drop sound effect for the Jimmy Rollins rule, don't you think?
Yes. Yeah.
The voice guy or the voice girl saying something.
Something, or, you know, Jimmy Rollins did a This Is Sports Center commercial. Maybe we could use...
Get to work on that, Jay. Just go creative.
Get creative with
every
the
once in a while, we just don't give you direction and say get creative. You come up with something really great, like the Jason Hayward drop, so.
Well, maybe it's, you know, because it's a cover your... the Jimmy Rollins rule is all about covering our...
Covering your rear.
Covering your butt, yeah. So maybe there's something there.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
What it's really just all about, you know, we're just covering our butt there.
Yeah.
Because Nate looks so dumb.
Hey, you can't blame us. We mentioned it.
Right.
We told you it was hurt.
Exactly. That's what it's about.
Don't blame us.
Right.
Yep. There you go.
So something there.
You know, well, obviously they've got Garrett Anderson and Reed Johnson if that turns into something significant.
Right.
Matthew, Rajah Davis stole his eighth base yesterday.
Yes, he did.
He's not even hitting yet.
No, I know. It's exciting.
He's got like a sub 300 on base. He's hitting like 215. Over under on 50 steals for Rajah Davis here. Yeah,
over.
I think so too.
Over. By the way, the other guy that's like that is Juan Pierre, who I think stole his seventh yesterday.
He did.
And Juan Pierre also not hitting.
He's hitting a little better than Davis, though, isn't he?
Not much more.
No.
I mean, he's in the...
Nobody on the White Sox is really hitting.
No, exactly. Juan Pierre is, off the top of my head, I want to say in 222, something like
that.
Oh,
really?
I mean,
okay.
It's bad. It's bad.
Who do you think leads the major leagues in steals this year? I mean, Ellsbury's pretty much going to be knocked out of the race. He's only got two so far. He's probably going to miss another week or two. You know, barring all the other leaders also getting hurt.
I think it's between one of those two. He's hitting 217. I'm sorry. I was giving Juan Pierre more credit.
Davis is hitting 214.
There you go.
McCutcheon's leading the majors right now with 9. Davis with 8. Furcal, Pierre, Crawford, Posednik, Gardner with 7.
I think it's Rajah Davis or Juan Pierre. I really do. I think,
I gotta put Crawford in that group too, but. Yeah.
Well,
if I had to bet right now, I would bet Davis, I think.
Yeah. I mean, think about this. I mean, he stole 41 last year and
like
only
130
got...
like games or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he got more than 350 at-bats last year.
Last year's at-bat total was 390. 125 games, 390. So even if you just extend that, you're at, like, probably 55 or so.
Yeah.
He also hit 305 last year, which was probably a little bit over his head.
Right.
As we're seeing right now.
Yes.
But
I don't think
we think
this
speed
bad.
Is totally legit.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about
right.
it. No, he was on my preseason love list. Him and Juan Pierre. And by the way, this is one of the reasons you and I talked throughout the preseason about you can find speed in the outfield.
Yeah.
Guys like them, Brett Gardner, Scott Podsednik, there are lots of those guys this year.
Yeah.
We didn't even think McCutcheon would run this much.
No, I thought he'd be like a high 20s, low 30s guy.
I didn't think he'd run
this
much.
You know, listen, that could still happen, but... He's obviously way ahead of that pace right now.
Right.
The Phillies put Jay Happ on the DL, Matthew, with a forearm issue. Don't really know much about this, honestly, to see how serious this is.
Well, he was just going to miss a start,
yeah.
And then they went ahead and put him on the DL.
Right.
I don't get the sense that it's super serious.
Right. In the interim, it'll probably be Nelson Figueroa in the rotation, we would assume.
Right.
I mean, obviously, they have Contreras. They've got a number of guys. Antonio Bastardo, I guess, it actually could be. And apologies if they've actually named the guy. I haven't seen anything on this yet.
Well, also, I actually don't know when Blanton comes back.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, we should get Stefani on that. Haven't heard much at all about Blanton. He threw He threw two scoreless innings and a rehab start on Tuesday.
So depending on how they shuffle, I mean, they may, maybe they don't name one. You know, maybe they get Blanton back and they keep Kendrick in the rotation.
Yeah. Apparently he was on a pretty strict limit, though, so Blanton's probably going to make at least two more minor league rehab starts, would be my guess. Anything else for you from last night, Matthew?
Two small things.
Okay.
Last six games, this guy, not hitting great for average, but he's got nine RBIs in his last six games.
All right.
One home run, and he's hitting .273 over these six games. Interested at all?
Sure.
Pat Burrell.
Okay.
Potential fantasy zombie, Pat Burrell.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Like, look, I don't think he's great, but this is a guy that as 2 years ago hit 30 home runs.
And this is a guy that was going for a buck or two in AL-only auctions this year. So people had really totally given up
on him. Totally hit on him. And, I mean, it seems like he's starting to hit. Again, nine RBIs and six RBIs is nothing amazing.
Right.
But for deeper leagues, for AL-only leagues,
yeah.
And just, you know, so anyway, potential fantasy zombie Pat Burrell seems to be coming out of whatever funk he was in.
Okay.
Something, a heads up there. And Mitch Talbot. And the only reason I bring this guy up is, okay, so one earned run in his last 15 innings now.
Okay.
You know, he shut down the Twins yesterday. Doesn't strike out a lot of guys there, but for deeper leagues, I just think he's an interesting guy. And I happen to know that stupid Jason Gray seems to always know all the young pitchers.
Hey,
has Mitch Talbot on his AL Tout Wars team.
Yeah. Hey, one other thing for me, Matthew. Marlon Byrd is now hitting .311,
yes.
Three homers, 13 RBIs. He's really filling out the box score. And this was a guy that, like, everybody hated. And I feel like
you were one of them.
No, that's not true.
You did not like him.
I'd like to point out I brought up Marlon Byrd a couple days ago, and you guys ignored it. You're like, yeah, whatever.
Well, I actually own him on my NL labor team. I paid like $13 for him. Here's the thing on Byrd. This is another the hate went too far.
All right.
Everybody was so eager to be so smart about like, oh, that was a career year in Texas.
Right.
Now,
it ain't going to
happen again. Well, that's not going to happen again. But he's going to the weaker league.
Right.
He's sitting at the top of the lineup now. He's available in 70% of ESPN leagues. I think Marlon Byrd finishes something like 280, 22 home runs, 14 steals, 90 runs, 75 RBI, something like that. I definitely think he should be on rosters in standard leagues.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's going to finish 10 outfield spots ahead of Will Venable.
What?
Don't we have a bet like that on?
Do we have some Will Venable bet? Is that it? Actually, is that even on the board? Come to think of it, I don't think that's on the board, Pod Vader. You can check out the board at ESPN.com/the board. That is not on the board. And we do have some. Oh, yeah, it's five spots ahead of Will Venable.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, yeah, he's finishing five spots ahead of Will Venable,
my friend.
I don't
know about
that. All right, let's move on.
Day-mouth, day-mouth, what, day-mouth. Fantasy Focus at ESPNRadio.com.
Well, I said it before, and I'm going to say it again.
Fantasy Focus at ESPNRadio.com.
I find a little weird I have to ask twice.
Burr.
Matthew, email from Alberto. Morning, gents. Quick question for you. I was recently offered Jason Hayward for Manny Ramirez. Obviously, I accepted and have been feeling good about the trade. My question to you is not, was this a good, bad trade, but how do I thank the opposing, quote, manager for making such a sweet trade? Virtual flowers? Picture of me with a screenshot of another great day worth of Hayward stats? What can I do? I like the attitude of this email, Alberto.
Yes. You know, serenading's always nice. A thank you card.
Yeah.
Perhaps a gift certificate from ESPNShop.com.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's always kind.
I like the attitude in this guy.
Right.
Look what he wrote at the bottom of his email. We can't read that.
I like that, too.
It involves rocking out.
Yeah.
Rocking out with something out.
Yes.
For those of you familiar with
that. Which we constantly do. I'm doing it right now.
Oh, no, you are most certainly not. Steve in Frankfort, Illinois, Matthew, says, am I crazy or has Big Fat Carlos Silva officially become a fantasy zombie?
He's getting there. He's definitely getting there. He continues to pitch well. Here's the thing. I don't trust Carlos Silva.
Nah, I don't at all either.
I mean, look, LeVon, you can make the same argument about LeVon Hernandez, who had another good start yesterday against Colorado.
What zombie do you trust?
I think so. Carlos Silva has never had extended success in the... I don't know that Carlos Zamba could... Actually, I take this back. I don't think Carlos Silva qualifies for Fantasy Zombie because...
Yes, he does.
You think so?
Is he? The idea is he has to have been good before, right?
Right.
And he has been good before, at least for fantasy. When he was in Minnesota, I'm going to looking it up right now.
He was serviceable. He was never good. He was serviceable.
No. In 2005, Matthew, 3.44 ERA, 1.17 WHIP. Now, he only had 8 wins, but that's pretty darn good. He never struck guys out.
No, he never did.
Problem. But, he's got a 14-win season, a 13-win. It's been a while since he's been even remotely serviceable.
Right. So I guess you're right. I mean, I think you're being a little kinder in terms of his usefulness than I have, but all right, fair enough. I think that's a good question, Pod Vader. Here's the thing. I'm more likely to trust LeVon Hernandez, believe it or not, than Carlos Silva. Your thoughts there?
Wow. Silva's on a better team. And the thing about Silva is, when in doubt, give me the guy that at least does one thing really, really well. And Silva, the one thing he does really, really well when he's going right in his prime and what he's doing again now is not walking guys.
Right.
LeVon Hernandez really doesn't do anything really well.
He takes the ball every 5 days. He doesn't get hurt.
That's true. He does not get hurt, which might actually be a bad thing in LeVon Hernandez's case in some kinds of leagues.
He's dealing.
So I would say, neither guy gets strikeouts.
Right.
Though, Silva's got 12 in 19 innings this year. It's not atrocious.
It's worth keeping an eye on, obviously, but...
When in doubt, give me the guy that does one thing really well. And if there's one thing I want my pitcher to do, if he can't do anything else, it's not walk guys. That would be the number one skill I'd look for, not walk guys.
I don't feel strongly about it, but just because I don't care. Player Raider, end of the year, I say LeVon Hernandez is higher than Carlos Silva.
I say Carlos Silva, put it on the board!
Put it on the board.
Mickey says, Go Marauders, fairly new listener. Wondering if you can... This is great. At the top, he says, fairly new listener. At the bottom, he says, thanks for the mediocre advice. So we very quickly convince new listeners, Matthew, on the mediocrity of our advice.
They quickly ascertain that, yes.
Standard Roto League, where I could use some help in homers, runs, and RBIs. Could also go to lockup steals and hope for the best in the rest. He owns McCutcheon, Pasednik, Brad Hoff, and Carlos Beltran. Beltran, obviously, on his DL. Would you drop any of those, which would clearly be Beltran or Hop, I think. Mm-hmm. I guess Pasednik too. For Ricky Weeks.
Depends on who he has. I mean, it's tough. Who does he have at second?
Yeah, he doesn't say.
That's the problem with that question.
Assume he's got somebody good at second. So assume it's for his util.
Okay.
Right? His util right now is either Pasednik or Hop, with right. Beltran on the DL. So would you drop Pasednik, Hop, or Beltran for Weeks? I would not.
In a 10-team league, I might actually drop Beltran. I who knows when he's coming back?
Yeah.
Who knows? In a 10-team league,
right.
That's a non-keeper.
Right.
I mean, is a season of Ricky Weeks starting right now better than half a season of Carlos Beltran at who's probably not going to run even when he comes back?
Okay.
Who knows how he's going to hit? I think I'd drop Carlos Beltran.
I'm going to disagree with you on two points here. Number one, I don't think you can say he's probably not going to run when he comes back. He ran with the injury last year. And we've seen a lot of other guys come back.
You might be right.
But more importantly, here's the thing, and you didn't have the luxury of knowing this. Here's the other guys he listed. Ricky Weeks, Casey Kochman, Ty Wigginton, Cameron Maven, Delman Young, Alberto Carrasco. How much better is Ricky Weeks than the second best guy on that list?
Not much, yeah.
So,
that's fair.
So until you need a guy, until somebody else gets hurt, just keep Beltran.
That's fair. That's fair, because it seems like a fairly shallow league. The argument is do you like any of those guys better than... No, I don't like any of those guys.
Better than Hop or Pasednik.
I think they're all basically the same.
I would draft... If you started a draft right now, I would draft Weeks ahead of probably Pasednik or Hop.
Right.
But that's assuming for second base. In a util spot, I don't think it really makes much difference.
And I think it depends on what you need.
Yeah.
Matthew,
finally, Tom in Yonkers, New York, is he's in a mood.
Really?
And he's a Facebook friend of Pod Vader. He says, fantasy wildebeests. Is it not bad enough that you're ruining the wonderful institution of fantasy sports? Is it not bad enough that Ms. Nate Ravitz, yes, I called him Ms., he can't jumpstart a car, continues to insult the listeners with his continuous denial in the conundrum in Canada? I don't even know what this is, but it should be funny.
Oh, I'll tell you exactly what it is, but keep going.
Now.
The conundrum in Canada. That's Kevin Gregg, Jason Frazier.
Oh, okay. He says, now you have to mess with the American institution known as American Idol? Have you not learned from the past? Have you already tampered with the wonderful Stanford Museum's cake competition, showing you the power of the podcast? Now I will no longer be able to accept the results of American Idol without wondering, is this because of Matthew and Nate? Thanks a lot, guys! I will continue to download and listen, but only hear the lovely voice and ring of Stefania Bell and the Stefania Bell.
I love Pod Vader.
So he believes that we can influence the outcome of American Idol.
Yeah, he's right. Listen, this guy caught us. Good point, dude. Sorry, man. Listen, we promise not to mess with America's Got Talent.
Dancing with the Stars is in the clear. It's right. It's a Disney company, right?
Exactly.
We can't mess with Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, those are all pure. You can enjoy those. Yeah. Enjoy those pure. I will say this.
I can't promise. Listen, if they tick us off, I can't promise we won't screw with America's Top Model.
Nope.
Making
not.
No promises.
That's right, Tyra.
America's Next Top Chef, whatever.
Right. Top anything.
The Bachelor.
Oh, we might very well.
Well, I guess Bachelor is, that's one of ours, too. We'll leave The Bachelor alone.
We'll leave The Bachelor alone.
The Apprentice.
No, well, there's no voting.
The Apprentice.
There's no voting
on
those.
Don't cross your eyes at me, Donald Trump. We will mess up your whole universe, my friend.
All right, now you're getting insane.
Getting insane?
Right. I will say this. You know, Nate and I, Pod Vader, were talking about American Idol on the way out yesterday. And, you know, just sort of caught off guard for a second because it had been a week since I'd watched it. I think Siobhan has a chance at winning this thing, too. I will tell you this. I think Siobhan...
No. Are you joking? No. You guys made the argument that Crystal Bowersox is too out there for middle America. Siobhan is way...
Don't look at me. Listen, I'll tell
there.
You what, Pod Vader. Listen. I got a little extra hitch in my giddy up this morning. You know what, Matthew? Take Siobhan too.
Oh yeah!
Slap Siobhan right on the board. You have Siobhan and Crystal.
I'll take her.
You gotta be kidding.
Against Lita Wise, that's awesome.
You want Casey James too?
Yeah.
Be my guest.
Fine.
What are you doing?
Be my guest.
Wait. You wouldn't take the field yesterday. Now you've basically given him the field.
I'm cleverly not giving him the field. I'm keeping Lee, and I left two other people out of there. So be my guest. You can have Crystal. You can have Casey and Siobhan in your little Crystal.
Right.
And
a little TMR bandwagon.
That's right.
You left Big Mike off, who's already been voted off, and you left off Aaron the Kid, who's clearly next.
I have the greatest confidence in the world in Lita Wise.
Listen, I just gave him Carlos Silva, for the love of God.
That's true.
Just give him the field.
We're starting to play a little loose and wild with the board.
Come on.
Haven't you noticed, Pod Vader?
I think you've just given him the field.
No, I have not.
I'm going to send
Listen,
that.
You're supposed
not.
To remain impartial, Pod Vader. Shut up. Shut up and just put it on the board.
Put it on the board.
There you go.
Thank you, Chuck.
And on that note, it's been a great week here in the Fantasy Focus.
It has been a good week.
Keep those emails coming in, fantasyfocus@espnradio.com.
And we'll fantasyfocus@espnradio.com. We'll do a football one next week where we talk
after
about
the draft. Lots of exciting draft news.
Yes.
What day are we doing this on?
What's that?
What day are we doing this on?
I don't know.
We'll
Tuesday?
Figure that out.
Tuesday? Isn't that
no, not to, yeah, not
all
Tuesday.
Day draft?
Wednesday,
we should
probably.
Do it after Tuesday anyway.
Wednesday. We'll do it Wednesday.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
There you go. Something to look forward to. Peace out.
The theme song for the Fantasy Focus was created and performed by Eric Hutchinson. Check out more of his music at erichutchinson.com. Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Focus. For more baseball talk, be sure to check out Baseball Tonight, Monday through Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.